And we now turn to Kansas State University student body president Jack Ayers. Appreciate him coming by today. And do want to remind our listeners, as always, phone lines are open, 537-1350 or toll-free 866-776-1350. And as we approach the Christmas break, the holiday break, I know there's a lot going on campus. You've had a busy semester. I know when you first came in, things were starting to heat up a little bit. But you've had a lot going on.
Yeah, we got some exciting stuff going on. I think that's part of the thing is it's we got a little bit of everything happening. So, and that's been, I think, really a valuable time. I think it's an incredible time to be at K-State, kind of just a very dynamic, campus, which is pretty obvious by all of our conversations this year. So a couple things, KS Unite, I know, went very well. That was it was a Tuesday before Thanksgiving, but I had a really good turnout, and I know that there's a lot of students, I think, that took away a message of needing to get involved and kind of feeling that the importance of the work that's being done. And moving forward, I think we have a lot of really awesome things to look forward to continue on that. KS Unite is not a one-time event, but it's a larger campaign for the advancement of K-State. One of which is in January, we'll mark our 50th anniversary of when Martin Luther King Jr. came to speak to campus. And so we're going to have a couple events around that anniversary event, the 50-year anniversary, and more details about that will be coming soon. We see that as a natural kind of continuation of what we're doing. I think it's a really good historical point. You look at the bus that's on campus by Hearn, and I mean, there's a lot of history at K-State, and I think that's important to realize.
You know, and it's interesting, and of course, KS Unite, people always want to know what's the next step. And I know you shared a little bit of that with me earlier in the week during a shorter interview, but remind us again what all's going on.
Absolutely. So we're really encouraging students to continue to reflect on the questions that President Myers put forward in his address. What when you look at the future of campus, what do you want to see? What has to change? And then probably the most important question of that whole thing is what are you willing to personally commit to in order to make that happen? And so what that means, it takes a lot of individual efforts, right? We're hoping that student organizations will be hosting different events. The College of Agriculture just hosted an incredible event about the importance of diversity. That was on, I believe, Monday night, or it could have been Tuesday. That event was packed. It was a total packed house in, a lecture hall there. And I think that really speaks to the fact that we're hoping that more of this kind of grassroots type of organic events and other types of conversations will continue to happen. Then, of course, some university-sponsored things, such as that 50th anniversary, events in January. And then, all of this kind of happening while we're bringing on two new leadership positions in regards to diversity and inclusion leadership structure. So starting Monday, our new Assistant Vice President for Diversity and Multicultural Student Affairs, Adrian Rodriguez, will start. That's, we're really excited to have him on campus next Monday.
Just interestingly, we're having President Myers on next week.
Oh, really?
And I had to send questions ahead, as I always do. And I'm going to go ahead and ask you this one, too, because there's been a lot of concern about Kansas State University's reputation in light of some of the racially reported incidents, which many were turned out to be unfounded. But any of your thoughts about that reputation? I mean, how much has it hurt K-State? And I know social media there for a while, it was pretty rough.
Well, and I think that's, one of the reasons why it is important, for events that follow KS Unite, because really, those of us that, that live in the community are just, whether that's on campus as a student or a faculty member, we're in the community, it's, we cannot let others define our values at K-State. K-State is a strong institution, and the Manhattan community is obviously strong as well as a place that has historically been and will continue to be a welcoming and inclusive environment. I think that the challenge is that you got outside actors coming in. I don't know where from. I don't know exactly what that looks like. But I think we got to just, realize that, we're always going to have those challenges. Being on the right side of history has its ups and downs. That's a down. And I think that we can move forward and be stronger than ever kind of in light of that. So
bowl game,
I'm excited. I don't know where we're going. Everybody you talk to has a different theory. It's really funny to listen to. Some people are like, I'm going to Phoenix. Other people say we're going to Memphis, Orlando. All three of those would be fun,
So that's on your calendar regardless of where, huh?
Absolutely. I haven't really talked to my family about that. I'm like, I'm gonna duck out of Christmas a little early this year. I need to go to Orlando, right? So we'll see.
Well, some exciting things going on that way, and turned out to be a pretty good year. I mean, there were some times that we were all kind of wondering. Right. And that last play, I mean, of this last game.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my word.
I mean, it was, talk about just the jaw dropping. Oh my gosh, he caught it. You know, it was just, that was incredible. And that was following an incredible game in Stillwater, where there's tons of purple in the audience. That was, you know, just cheering for that as well. And it was, I mean, that's really, I think, what an incredible end to our, you know, regular season. And I think we'll have an incredible end in our bowl game as well.
I still have a close friend who's just barely getting her voice back from all the screaming.
Yeah, I had that moment as well.
Well, I know another thing that we chatted about a little bit earlier this week, but thought we would delve into a bit more as it kind of is firmed up a bit more, is the tax plan.
Right.
And I know that the student governing group came out with a statement on that, and I don't know if that's changed at all with as it's progressed a little bit.
Sure.
But.
So, you know, one of the things that came out in the House version of the tax plan is a big tax hike on graduate student tuition waivers. And that's something that I think a lot of graduate, that's our livelihood of graduate students, ours is that affordability component. And, you know, for that to have to go through this process where it would be, you know, taxed, you know, very heavily, I think that kind of defeats the purpose, and it really goes backwards on trying to, you know, continue that educating our population. So the Senate bill obviously did not have that same tax hike in there. And I think that there's a lot of students on campus that are, you know, it's a sigh of relief. Like, okay, maybe we in the conference committee, we can really establish that, you know, that's going to stay out, and we can, you know, move forward in such a way that really, you know, make sure that we protect those different types of things. I know that there's some, you know, concerns across, with other issues with the bill. I know that KU and K-State actually joined forces. There's a good social media that kind of explains what's going on, but we're sent representatives to Washington, D.C. this week. I know K-State sent a couple people, and that's talking about the impact that the tax bill would have on charitable giving and kind of how that interacts. And I think that it's been interesting because the different parts of both bills, House and Senate side, have uniquely affected each group on campus, whether entity like the Alumni Association or the Foundation, but then also graduate students, very differently, and each student has spoken up. And to me, that's the K-State way right there. I mean, we really, I think, show a lot of passion and the ability to really move the needle when it comes to those things and have our voice heard. So I'm really happy with the way that there's been a good response and proactive measures to say, hey, we need to make this right. So
I know there was, of course, the big announcement, Mary Veneer, with some nice scholarships earlier in the week.
Absolutely.
And what's it going to take to start bringing more students in? There's no doubt it with the enrollment drop,
right,
which was very disheartening, I know, to a lot of the officials there at the top level.
Sure.
What do we need to do to get the people to start to come again?
Yeah. And you know, part of it, I think, is you know, those on campus, I think, you know, we need to do a better job telling our story. And you know, I think that's, or we just need to, you know, tell our story. I think that some of that's grassroots. You know, it's like we can talk all day about, you know, the different ways that interacts at the, you know, at the, you know, what happens at the within the university. But I think that even on a person-to-personal basis, you know, that students, I think, play a role in that and say, hey, you know, this is why I'm at K-State. I, you know, I came because, you know, whether a lot of people, I think, largely agree with our coach, you know, says I came for the people, I stayed for the people. And I think that is, you know, something that I just wish that more individuals, you know, in-state and out-of-state, you know, seniors in high schools would be able to feel that kind of connection that I think so many students, myself included, love about K-State.
Is there too much online schooling? I mean, online seems to be disrupting our shopping
right.
markets and now even our university markets, I think, to some extent. And not to knock online completely.
Sure.
It does serve a purpose. I know the Global Campus is very active, does a great job. But,
right.
But some of the other, you know, ones out there, is that maybe what's hurting a little bit?
Well, and I think that online can help, though, at the same time, you know. I know a lot of students who might, I mean, I've taken online classes while taking in-person classes, and it all through K-State is very easy to do, but yeah, that's a good question. I think there's a lot of different factors, you know, across the board as to why, what we know, what makes that tuition, you know, or excuse me, not tuition, but, well, that too, but
mm-hmm.
a lot of factors across the board at what makes enrollment go, you know, up and down, and I you know, it's challenging to try to, you know, to summarize all that, but I think there's a lot of factors at play, and I think that you know, we're strong, and we need to, you know, I think, communicate that strength there. So,
and we're at a point now, too, where I think it is crucial to take a look at, you know, we keep hearing, of course, during KSU Night, We're a family. That was a very clear message. And that's maybe some of what you might miss a little bit if you strictly go online. I mean, you miss that feeling of the college experience and all the fun. And
well, that's why I said it's a combination of both. You know, students that are on campus can easily take an online course and kind of have the convenience there. You can, do it at home with your feet up. But at the same time, you still have the on-campus experience. And I do wonder what the future of that looks like. I think it'll expand. I know there's several colleges on campus. The College of Human Ecology is one of them that that encourages a lot of the students to take online courses concurrently with that with their in class on campus material.
In the couple minutes we have left, and I should have probably warned you about this, but maybe highlights of the year at Kansas State University from your perspective.
Yeah, wow, that's it's hard to summarize such a big year. A couple things I think in regards to the progress we're making on needs-based scholarships has been incredible. Like we talked about before, $1 million gift. It's really been a priority of our Innovation and Inspiration campaign to support the land-grant mission. So that alone, expanding from $1 billion to $1.4 billion, that's incredible. I really think that speaks to the just to the fact that it's easy to kind of get bogged down by the challenges, but we're moving forward. I mean, we are going to be able to provide more needs-based scholarship packages for students, who need that. And we're trying to, I think that helps us to live out our land-grant mission extremely well because of that. So, that's kind of one component. I think that, also we've really had a lot of good conversations on campus this semester that unfortunately, might have been driven by, some negative events. But I think that like I said, typical K-State way, we were able to turn it into a positive event. And I think that will, prepare us well as we move forward, in realizing where our priorities are and realizing what our commitments are, and I think continuing on that. So, and hopefully, I think the bowl game win is going to help, carry off the semester, to a strong end. And I really hope that, students have the chance to kind of reflect on the year, think about kind of all that's, what's going on, whether personally or on campus, and are excited to come back here in the spring and have a great semester.
Well, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks, Kathy. I appreciate it.
Jack Ayers with us today, Kansas State University student body president. You've been listening to In Focus.
Program lineup for today includes